You're going to make a mess of this before we even start. You're living in last week. So there was no last show, ladies and gentlemen. Max is very bogged out, and now we're going to begin anew.
Right.
You know, I listened to the podcast with that little poofda on it, and I don't understand why you have him along. He's not funny.
He's a complete moral sellout of what he actually believes. He's the worst kind of lowlife politician, two-faced. So much for a brighter political dialogue, right?
He's the former governor of Alaska.
The stuff that becomes Chicken McNuggets halfway through the process.
I read that article. That was horrible.
I don't know if I want to know that.
No, you don't.
It looked like strawberry frosty.
It was
extruded in a stream, something the consistency of frosty. And it was pink.
Yeah.
It was mechanically separated meat.
Welcome to Countless Screaming Argonauts. I'm T-Fab P, the Fabulous Penguin.
I'm still Dragonfly.
I'm Manhattan Man.
We have too much going on the last show to give it up.
Yeah, yeah. So we decided to, you know, the show's so nice, we did it twice.
That's well, what it comes down. there were a lot of passions involved in it. And the thing that bugged me about the last show was that I agree with you. I'm not sure that I liked where I ended up with that.
You're going to make a mess of this before we even start. You're living in last week.
I'm living in last week.
There was no last show, ladies and gentlemen. Max is very bogged out, and now we're going to begin anew.
All right.
Cranberry bogged out. I liked it. And actually, that was my favorite line by Denali last week, by the way. Well, when he called you that he said something about cranberry bog and stuff.
Reminding him of the commercials with the
Right.
You know, I listened to the podcast with that little poofda on it, and I don't understand why you have him along. He's not funny. He's hates it up the ass. Oh, my God. I just don't understand.
He's dignified. And he's refined, and
dignified. Fucking Liberace? I mean, come on, you call that dignified?
Yeah, I do. I think Liberace was...
Elton John, the first word that comes to mind is dignified. Come on, man.
Yeah, I like Denali a lot. And I like his opinions, and I like all of our guests. We get a different approach. And that's why we like having you on, Manhattan Man, because we get a different approach with you than we do with Denali's on.
Certainly do.
So I'm sitting there watching Sarah Palin's Alaska the other day.
You gotta go there.
And I really like the show.
Which part? When she shoots the moose? Or when she complains about her neighbor? Or
I'm not so much with the political metaphor. Yeah, I saw the part where she talked about how her husband built a 14-foot fence. And you know what? I think she's got a little point about the guy renting the house next door just so that he could write a hit piece on her, a hatchet piece. You have to forgive me here. The cat's decided to play with the cord on my headset.
So we didn't have Denali this week.
It's probably true. This guy legally rented the house next door and set out to make her life miserable, and maybe she's earned it. I don't know. But what I saw was the beautiful outdoors, which I really like, and the whole kind of wild Alaska thing. I think there's something romantic about it. I also thought...
Yeah, but there's about a million people who could host that program, and I'm sorry, but she's not responsible for glaciers, no matter what the fucking party tells you.
All right, you got me there. But she did go out, and it was the bottom of the low part of the glacier. They went out to Mount McKinley. But the people tied themselves together. It was fascinating to me. And they walked on this glacier, and they were looking for crevasses. And you had to be very careful. The guide said to her and to Todd, and I thought Todd was very cool in the whole thing because he hardly ever said anything. He just sat back and smiled.
He knows better.
Maybe. I gained a grudging respect for Todd. I thought he was very cool through the whole deal. The guy says, look, you know, we poke with the ski pole here, and if you have to be careful where you walk because sometimes just under the surface is this crack that goes all the way, you know, to – it goes for hundreds of feet. You know, for all I know, it goes to the center of the earth. But he says to Todd and to Sarah Palin, he goes – if I fall, you run the other way really fast because we're tied together, and the shorter you make my fall, the sooner I get out of the crevasse. It was a little adventure there, and yes, they were out fishing, and there were grizzly bears. You know,
that's fascinating. That is fascinating. You know, I'll tell you what. Mrs. Penguin has a fucking knitting blog you could listen to for next week's fascination. Holy shit. My God.
You're not buying the whole Sarah Palin's Alaska thing?
No, I'm sorry.
Speaking of Sarah Palin, did you see the whole thing about the straw poll in New Hampshire?
No, I didn't see that one. I bet she came in last.
Well, she came in really, really low. She got beat by, among others, Michelle Bachmann and Tim Pawlenty and Ron Paul. And there were like eight people who beat her. Romney won the straw poll.
That reminds me, there was one prediction that I wanted to make that I didn't make in the prediction show. And that is that the next Republican candidate for president will be Mike Pence.
That's possible.
Not to come to SP's defense, but asking her to do a straw poll now in New Hampshire, it is like asking Scarlett if Max is in her iPod. It's just not fair.
Yeah.
And I mean, like I say, I'm not coming in a lady's defense, but that's pretty stacked against.
Pence beat her too, by the way. Said yeah. Rick Santorum.
Really, Rick Santorum? Yeah. Among the people who make me think yeah, is Rick Santorum.
And Newt Gingrich also did better than she did, but that's...
Speaking of people that make me think yeah.
That's what I was thinking when I said it, yeah.
But at least Newt Gingrich is an intelligent person. He's a complete moral sellout of what he actually believes. He's the worst kind of lowlife politician, two-faced. So much for a brighter political dialogue, right?
He's the former governor of Alaska. Yeah.
Speaking of that, her show was canceled, was it not?
I heard that
it was.
Did
I read that?
Yeah.
I did read that it was canceled?
Yeah. I liked it. I mean, I only saw one episode. You know,
it was fascinating, I heard.
They got out in the plane. They were going to go on the glacier, and the pilot's like, no, we're not doing it. I can't see. There's rain coming. There's snow in front. And even if we could land, which we can't, we might never take off again, and you just have to put everything aside for the weather.
And so.
Yeah. So, Manhattan Man, that is your great political insight. I thought you had something to bring to the Sarah Palin discussion besides she came in third in the conference.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't bring that up.
No, I said that.
Penguin brought that up. I have a lot of issues, which I think have been brought up on the podcast before.
And oh, that never stopped us from bringing them up again.
Well, you know, there are a litany of problems with the woman and her capabilities, and I just wish she'd go away. And the canceling of the program may be at the peak of her Q rating, and we're starting down the other side. And I, frankly, I think you guys mentioned this. There's a Democratic swell to say, sure.
Yeah.
Draft Sarah.
Yeah.
Because that's a good thing.
All right, here's a question for you. Who's more out there, Michelle Bachmann or Sarah Palin?
How do you mean the question? More crazy, more...
Yeah, crazy.
I think that unfortunately, there's a couple of items across the period of time since back in Wasilla where she actually had a couple of decent ideas.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the pendulum of media sway is so far on the other end of the spectrum for Bachmann that I don't have any perspective whatsoever. So I can't...
Mm. This is not a cop-out, but I think they are equally nuts. I just think that Sarah Palin has a larger platform right now. Although she may be losing that. And it worries me that Michelle Bachmann will kind of slip right into that.
Seems to be on the rise, and it seems to me that she's the crazier one, that she was.
But she's also, yeah, I mean, she also is going to, you know, she's going to commit political suicide any day. Did you hear about her with the State of the Union address?
Yes. She's going to have her own response.
Right. Even though the tradition is that the Republicans pick who they want to respond to.
Right, right.
And they have picked... And the individual is ready to deliver the speech. She said, "I have a lot to say. I'm going to respond to it too."
Sure.
Yeah, but this is the same thing. Did you know that Bush's speechwriter wrote a concession speech for Sarah, which she had every intention of delivering on November 4th, 2 years ago, and they had to say, "We don't do that. John's going to concede."
Right, yes.
So it's funny that you're asking, like, which one's more whack?
Well, like I said, I think they're both equally nuts, and that might be the best example of
but
it.
But did you see her on the Chris Matthews show a couple of years ago when she was accusing Democrats in Congress of anti-American activity?
I'm not a hardball aficionado.
Well, I am, and that's where she first kind of came across my radar screen. And to me, it's smacked of McCarthyism.
You shouldn't say spanked and Michelle Bachmann or Sarah Palin in the same sentence. Just
get that straight.
That's your problem. I misspoke. You can take it any way you like.
I'm really glad we don't have Denali on.
I lay that one completely on the dragonfly wine. I've got some news of the weird stories.
Well, go for it. I got a couple of interesting things that I can bring up too. So,
all right, this is going to get us back to violence and hatefulness and everything, but it
but we'll do it with a smile.
But by his own testimony, this is from News of the Weird. John DiTullio is a hateful neo-Nazi who despised his next-door neighbors who live in Port Richey, Florida, a white woman with an African-American friend and a son who was openly gay.
It's the trifecta.
It is.
But listen,
they call that in the Chinese restaurant, the happy family.
All right, but it gets sad, and then there's actually an interesting political discussion at the end of it, I think. When the son was murdered and the mother attacked in 2006, DiTullio denied involvement, and though he earned a hung jury in his first trial, his retrial was scheduled for November 2010. For each day of the trial, a makeup artist was hired, paid for by the government at $135 a day, to cover up DiTullio's swastika neck tattoo and crude phrase cheek tattoo so as to keep jurors from being unfairly prejudiced. Now, I think...
Yeah, if it quacks which, like a
which,
duck...
Which cheek is my question?
It seems to me if you're inking hate on your face, it's fair game that the jurors see that.
Absolutely. Yeah, if it quacks like a duck and it walks like a duck, it's a duck. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, it just points out some of the problems with our court system, does it not?
System.
I mean, you have that kind of a situation. You have that recent stuff about Thomas and I forget which other of the Supreme Court justices took money from the Koch brothers and were giving secret speeches for them and earning money and stuff. So, I mean, you know, the court system is screwed up.
Which really gets me to another much less serious case, but I want to bring it up. Is anybody here that has not seen the woman in the Pennsylvania Mall falling into the fountain?
I love that video. And the issue is, go ahead, Max, say it.
Frivolous lawsuits.
Absolutely.
It seems to me that we don't need tort reform. What we need is for a judge to say, you spilled hot coffee in your lap because you put hot coffee in your lap.
You fell into the fountain because you were texting and walking at the same time and not paying attention.
Right. Nobody is obligated to give you any recompense for that. I'm sorry, but it's your own damn fault. And throw the case out of court.
Absolutely.
Do we really need a warning on an iron that says this is hot? Don't iron the clothes while around your body.
Or on the side of a ladder that says use only in a safe manner.
You're laughing.
I mean,
come on. It's crazy shit.
And I think the thing is, and judges, Manhattan, you probably know this, judges have a lot of power in our country. They can throw cases out of court. They can throw jury decisions overturned. How much does it take to say, I'm sorry, lady, you fell into the pond all on your own. Now get out of my court.
It won't take a lot. It frankly won't.
She said, nobody helped me up. The two security guards were sitting there laughing at me.
Of course. But she didn't know they were laughing at her until she saw the video. It wasn't like they were in public.
Is that
she
right?
She only found out about it. Yeah, because they were in the office.
I didn't know that. It doesn't matter where they were. She got up right away. Now, if she was drowning, I think there might have been an obligation on them. One lawyer that I heard said, they're not there to protect her. They're there to protect the stores.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, she got up out of the water, and she walked away and continued to text from what I could see.
And she walked away and went right to her lawyer's office to announce that she wanted to sue. So, you know, that alone is enough to...
Right. If that woman gets a penny, then that's an injustice.
And unfortunately, you know, the mall would probably settle rather than deal with the lawsuit.
Yeah, they did fire one of the security guards, I think, correctly, for releasing the video.
That would make some sense. I understand that. Speaking about frivolous lawsuits, that's one of the things that I wanted to bring up. In Princeton, New York. So Church & Dwight, the makers of Arm & Hammer detergents, are suing Clorox over advertisements that show their cats refusing to use a litter box containing its Super Scoop product. The commercial says that, quote-unquote, clever cats choose boxes filled with Fresh Step litter instead of Super Scoop. Oh. Church & Dwight say that cats are so smart they are able to choose the litter with the less odors, and they're being sued because, and this is the reason behind it, cats do not talk, and it is widely understood in the scientific community that cat perception of malodor is materially different than human perception. And that is the basis for the lawsuit.
I'm confused.
Think it's unfortunate that we have to give lawyers the work to do that case.
Oh, absolutely.
But I would agree. malodorous.
Yeah, malodorous.
Differences aside.
Again, it's the whole issue of the court system, the tort reform.
I mean, you don't need court reform. You need
no, of course not.
Throw out cases.
Yep.
So
I agree.
The cat picks this litter instead of that litter. That means if you buy your litter for your cat, pick the one that the cats choose. And,
right.
You know, it's the free market. It's the guiding hand. It's what? Why is that a problem?
I don't know. But it's great. I love it.
Yes. The treasurer of Idaho County, Idaho, which is a great place for Idaho County, turned down the November suggestion of local physician Andrew Jones that more cancers might be detected early if the county sent colonoscopy suggestions to residents along with their official tax notices.
So we're gonna read you twice is what it comes down to.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
Wait for
wow.
it. The treasurer said the residents might find the reminders ironic.
You think maybe? And once again, can I please point out, Denali is not on the podcast. I think that's, you know what? We need less government. We need to spend less stamps by the government. Put it together, consolidate the notices. Good for you, potato folk. Good job.
We don't want the government sending us our tax bill and telling us we need to have our colon scoped at the same time.
That reminds me of a really, really funny old Saturday Night Live skit called Colon Blow.
It cleaned you out.
Right?
That's right.
There's no way, though, Penguin, that's poetic justice.
No, it's ironic.
It's straight up irony.
Absolutely. That's funny.
Yeah, I thought that was one. We love irony in this podcast, and we had to bring that one up.
Do you have another weird, Max, or no?
I do.
We must have time for one more.
All right.
Just under the cat.
Under names. under names in the news, suspected of stealing scraps of copper in Riverside, Ohio, Jesus Christ Superstar Olaf, 33. This is just names and criminals. It kind of gets back to our thing about Freakonomics and names.
And names. That's funny that you bring that up, because there was an article in Reddit this week that somebody looked at. There's a list of popular names in the United States.
Yeah.
There is a name that has been used like 4,000 times for a kid.
Yeah.
And it's ABCDE.
Oh, no kidding.
And it's pronounced ABCD.
Wow.
And there's like 4,000 of them. Can you imagine that?
That's just horrible.
There's a minimum of 25 kids named Aspen. I swear to God.
Oh, I'm sure.
That is true.
ESPN.
I'm sorry. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, Jesus Christ Superstar Olaf?
Olaf, yes. Arrested for sex abuse against a 6-year-old boy in Oklahoma City, Lucifer Hawkins.
We can't make this stuff up.
On trial in December for extortion in Britain's Southwark Crown Court, threatening to reveal a sexual affair, which I don't know why that's a crime. But Mrs. Fuck Woo.
It's funny.
Yeah. And saw it as a suspect in a convenience.
Mrs. Fuck Woo.
But in the Freakonomics thing, I can't forget the thing about, a winner and loser.
Right.
Winner turns out to be a drug dealer, and loser turns out to be a cop.
Right. They are actually doing a thing in their blog right now about how economists with names, their last names end in letters early in the alphabet, are more likely to be published and more likely to win awards and prizes.
Wow.
And they are assuming that it's because they're listed alphabetically, and if 10 guys do a paper, that you see the A's and the B's first, and you probably don't read the whole list of names, and so those are names that you remember.
Wow.
That's really not good.
No, not if your name is Zeus.
Can I jump on the name bandwagon for just another
minute? Sure.
Off from the NCAA, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Thor Long.
Cool.
Destiny Frankenstein.
No, really?
Wonderful, Terrific Mons.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorites.
Of all time.
He's been around a while. Wave Rider.
That's a nice one. I like that.
Yeah.
California guy, I bet.
No doubt.
Hawaii native Wave Rider.
Okay.
I should have known.
Yeah.
Cameroonian soccer player Banana Yaya. God's Power 04.
God didn't do too well that day, did he?
And Florida Atlantic linebacker, Your Highness Morgan. That's great. Nice. They're all out there.
I'm still working on God's Ofer.
God's Power Ofer, O-F-F-O-R, at Wake Forest.
Yeah. There's another one there. World Be Free, if we're speaking of the classics.
But that was a name. He changed his name to that. His name originally was like Lloyd Free, maybe.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he changed it legally.
I did not know that.
How about Prince McJunkins?
What?
It's his name. His name is Prince McJunkins.
Sounds like something you get with your Happy Meal. I'd like the Happy Meal with the Prince McJunkins.
Jadavion Clowney is an old namer.
I saw, not apropos of anything, I don't know where it was. It was on the interweb tubes, no doubt. But a picture of the stuff that becomes Chicken McNuggets halfway through the process.
I read that article. That was horrible.
I don't know if I want to know
it, no, you don't.
It looked like strawberry frosty.
It was
extruded in a stream, something the consistency of frosty. And it was pink.
Yeah.
It was mechanically separated meat.
Isn't that a great...
I don't want that.
This is my ex-girlfriend. I can't say it.
Oh, I got some editing to do today. Wonderful, Terrific Mons the Third. I think we mentioned him before on this podcast because it just sounds familiar to me. You think, or at least I think, and given the same circumstance, I'll think it again. And what I'm thinking is somebody else had the idea to name their child Wonderful, Terrific Mons twice before. Or do you just start off with the third? I guess it
is. ABCD.
Yeah.
ABCD, yeah, same thing.
How many kids are named QWERTY, do you suppose?
Oh, I bet you there's plenty. I bet you there is. You started this whole thing about best names in sports. There was a guy who played for Providence College basketball whose name was God Sham God.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Now, that'll give you – well, I don't know. Will that give you an ego or will that give you schizophrenia? God, Sham God.
Yeah, I don't know what it gives you.
Is he a god or is he a sham god? I don't think I'd like that name. I'm sure I wouldn't. I like Dragonfly.
Well, I think that perhaps – For the time being, we should change your name to Dragonfly.
I think maybe we should.
So next time we do the show, it'll be T-Fat-P and Dragonfly.
That's right. At least until the Dragonfly.
No, I'm not attending. I know I am not attending. I am just not going to be.
No. At least until the Dragonfly runs out, I should be. I'm Dragonfly.
I think that's a great name.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, listen, guys, as always... As always, it was fun.
It was something.
It was something else.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night and have a pleasant tomorrow. Picture opposite me of my primitive ancestry, which still
on rocky shores and kept the beaches shipwreck free. Though I respect that a lot, I'd be fired if that were my job. After killing Jason off and countless screams.